Welcome to Shomach Shova and the Daf. She is sponsored by Nishmas Am Yaakov Shom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding in Malkus Daf Chov Beis. The Mishnah in the end of Amud Daf tells us that Malkus, even though it says in the pasuk b'mispar arboim, doesn't mean arboim. It means the mispar that brings to arboim. It actually means 39. What is the significance of these numbers of the 39 and of the 40? So Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar in Parshkei Seitze Perek Chafei Pasuk Beis, he brings two explanations why there's 39 Malkus. Number one, says Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar, because Lametes is the letters Tal. When a person does an Aveiro, he needs to get like a Tchias Amesim. For even, when we, in our Mish just talking about someone who's Chayav Karis. So he's Mamish, he has to come and get new life. And the Malkus gives him new life. The life that the Malkus is giving is the Tal Shatid Lachyos Behim Mesim. It's the Tal of Tchia, and that's why Tal is the same gematria of Lametes. We give that for Lametes Malkus. That's explanation number one. Explanation number two brings Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar that when is one Mechayev to get Malkus and Beis Din? When he's 13 years old. And how many Malkus do you get? Three. It's divisible by three. Two, one in front of, two Me'achoyev. So 13 times three is 39. And he points out that Beis Din Shomalo, they punish only from the age of 20. And it says, the Gemara B'Metzia says, the Baal Yor Navi in Machiu Shittim Pulse Denoro. And Beis Din Shomalo, it's a 60. Why? Because 20 times 3 is 60. So it's always the minimum age that a person is responsible, and you multiply that by 3. But conclusion being behind that Pasuk. So why throughout Shas, Rabbanon say, Loike Arboim? It's not 40, it's 39. So he says, because the Pasuk says Arboim Yekenu. Even though the Pasuk doesn't mean 40, it means 39. But we use the same Lashon of the Pasuk. But Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar does not address why the Pasuk says Arboim. That he does address in the next Pasuk. Because in Perek Chafei Pasuk Gimel, he brings the Medrash. The why does a person get Arboim Malkus? What's Arboim Yekenu? It's Keneged Arboim Yoim Letzir Savlat. And it's Keneged Arboim Yoim the Torah was given. So that's where he gets Arboim. Is to fix the person who is created. There's Arboim Yom Letzias of Vlad. 40 days, the baby is created, the Vlad is created, and the Torah was given 40 days, which means that's the creation of the world, of the Tzur of the world. So you get a Malkus Arboim connected that. But putting this Rabbeinu Bechai together comes the obvious question. So why, based on the Torah, you get only 39 Malkus? Rabbeinu Bechai tells us the idea of 39. Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar says, but still, what's Arboim? Connect Arboim Yoim of Yitzias Avlad and Arboim Yoim of the giving of the Torah. So if so, why is it 39? Should be our 40. So the Maharal addresses this. The Maharal in a few places, one place is in the Gurariyah, on the Pasuk there in Dvarim. And he says the Pshat is like this. When a person, when a Vlad is created, it's 40 days to create Yitzias Avlad. 39 days creates the body, and one day is for the Neshama to come in. Now, when a person sins, is his neshama and guf together. As we learned in Sanhedrin, the mashal of the one who's blind and the one who's lame, he can't walk, together they do something wrong. The guf can't do anything without the neshama can't do anything without the guf, together they do the aveiro. So the aveiro is the neshama and guf together. That's what the Torah says, it's a malkus arboim. Arboim can get tzias avlat. This whole creation, this whole creature of guf and neshama together gets malkus. But once you start hitting, and he hits 39 Malkus, connected the 39 days of creation of the goof, so now the goof is fixed. The neshama on its own never went bad. We know the rule of Rosh Shapir, that's all I always used to say. It says, we say it every day, neshama shonsat to be tehoyurhi. The neshama is tar. The neshama is pure. The chait comes from the Yitzhara, which is in the goof. So once you corrected the goof, once the goof was purified, now the neshama doesn't need purification, it's automatically purified. So once you give 39 malkus, now the person is okay. So the concept of 40 is neshama and goof together, you'd see a savlat. But the lemaisa, when you give 39, the 40 is connected automatically. Because the neshama on its own doesn't have pchitus only when it's connected to the goof. Once the goof is clean, the neshama is automatically clean. So that's why I give only 39 malkus. This is the beautiful vort of the Maharal. And this connects so beautifully to the Rebbeinu Bechai. You have 39 is connected with the goof, needs to be corrected. 40 is Yitzias Avlad, that's the full creation. But once you do the 39, the 40 is automatically clean, automatically purified. Anyone who wants to join the Shomashov email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomashov@gmail.com.